This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Good morning. You know, if you've listened to any of my shows, you know that I am a big fan of napping. Well, as it turns out, I've been doing the right thing all along. A short nap could reduce impulsive behavior and improve the ability to withstand frustration, a new small study suggests. So what they're basically saying, and you know our top of the hour news stories, we're going to give you these stories, these breaking news when something really big hits, and we're going to discuss it with you and also make sure to talk about how it impacts you and what it means for you. Well, this new study about napping, they did the study with before the nap period, everyone had an amount of time on an unsolvable task. And then afterwards, some people took naps and some people didn't. And afterwards, the people who napped at least part of the time spent significantly more time working on this unsolvable task, and they were less impulsive than the non-nappers. They were more productive. And the whole thing that I think naps give you is that ability to, whether you nap or meditate, I think it gives you that ability to relax and close out all the voices in your head. We have so many voices. We have all of these things that come into our lives every day, and we're all so busy. But if you take time to take that little nap or to meditate for 20 minutes, half an hour, something to shut out all of the sounds, it gives you a chance to regroup and refocus and kind of find your own space. And it will prove to be more productive for you. So it's a way that you can find, and certainly with this study, proving that it helps you withstand frustration. I think for parents, this is an important thing to note, because they always say sleep when the baby sleeps. But I mean, even if you have teenagers, the frustration that comes into your life with kids, napping, meditating, anything you do to kind of unwind in the middle of the day, to sort of separate yourself from all of those stressors, is a good way to help you deal with all those stressors that come in for the rest of the 23 hours of the day. So napping is absolutely good for your health. And in our second story, you know that on our sports medicine show, we talk about the new saying that says sitting is the new smoking. I'm sitting right now. I hate it. I try and stand up as much as possible, but sitting too much can cause cancer. And this is a new study that's saying it's mostly true for women. So women, sitting too much can increase your risk for breast cancer and ovarian cancer. This is a simple take-home message. You know, they're doing studies all around about stand-up desks. My husband wants to get me one. And office spaces where you lean or you sit on a ball so that you don't sit too long, so you're constantly moving. And people who have the jitters, you know, who move around a lot, those people actually burn more calories during the day than the rest of us who just sit. Actually, I'm one of those people. I sort of jitter around all the time. But sitting is the new smoking. It can increase your risk for cancer, breast and ovarian cancer, specifically in women. And so try and get up. Don't sit for longer than a half an hour. Those are generally the guidelines. Try and keep it to 20 minutes, half an hour, and then get up, move around, jumping jacks, march your feet, do anything you can. I keep a treadmill pretty near my desk so I can jump up and jump on it, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes. It could make the difference. So remember, these top of the news stories are really something that we're giving you to help you live that healthier life. And if you have any news stories you want me to cover, send us an email at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay tuned.